Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty and Beats right here on Dal House Radio. It's your girl, Royalty, and I'm so happy to be on with you guys tonight. I've got my co-host on the line with me, the lovely Jahira, and, of course, Mr. Sir Charles. How are you guys doing tonight?
What up, what up? Happy to be back.
Yay! So, I'm super excited today. I'm excited, number one, because it's a beautiful day outside. I'm so happy. So it's a beautiful Sunday, and it is also the Billboard Music Awards night. I'm kind of like in a music award nut. So I'm excited about the music awards. So that's a great thing. And also, now, the Beauty and Beat show, we have been through like probably 1,000 changes on the show. However, the show itself has officially been on Dial House Radio for actually a year as of today. So,
yay
for that. So excited about today. Yay! So that is super cool. But tonight on the show, we are going to have some fun. It's the Billboard Music Awards night, and we're going to do a couple of category predictions, also talk about some of the performers that are performing tonight. The actual live coverage of the red carpet, the official red carpet coverage actually is starting right now. So I have it up here. So that's going on right at this moment. And
where are you watching it?
I'm actually watching it on my, I have my extra device here. And you can watch it on thebillboard.com. So they have live coverage there of the red carpet.
Cool. Wow. I'm a new girl. That's why I was like, what are you watching?
So if you guys do want to take a look at it, again, it's on billboard.com. And they have the live coverage going on right now. There's a link that says Billboard Music Awards 2015 Red Carpet Live Stream, so you can check it out there. Awesome song.
Yeah.
So that is going on. So what's been going on with you guys? First, I have to say this because I know Jahira always has a lot of stuff going on. So today you were in a bridal show, weren't you, Jahira?
I was in a bridal show today by Chic Occasions. And that was a lot of fun. I brought my boyfriend's daughter, and I snuck her in too, so she ended up being on the show.
That's so cute.
I have to say, it's been a crazy last 2 weeks.
I believe
it. But I'll promote my artist. I have Darren Henson, who I'm sure most ladies know who he is. He's only like one of the hottest men out there right now. But he's an actor, and he's in a movie featuring Tyrese, Genuine, Vivica Fox is in it. Tyson Beckford, my bad. Tyson Beckford, Genuine, and Bolo. For those women that know about strippers, they know who Bolo
right.
is. He's Bolo the Entertainer, the one and the only. But, yeah, they're all in this film called Chocolate City, and that's getting ready to come out now on May 22nd. So I'm going to plug him in for that. So make sure y'all get your girls together, make it a ladies' night. Y'all go out and check out his movie. It's going to be on AMC Theaters, but also you can request it at eventful.com if it's not in your city. So make sure y'all request that. And then my number one, my mentor, Uncle Luke, Luther Uncle Luke Campbell, is on tour. Yes, he's he was here on Friday night with the Two Live Crew fellas. And they did a show together. They've been doing a few shows together, but stay on the road. Luke is just staying busy as always, so I'm happy for him. He's always getting work.
That's
people
awesome.
People are like, what, Luke's still working? Yeah.
That's right.
So he's on the road. But that's what's been going on with me for the past 2 weeks, just dealing with my artist. It's been crazy, but it's been great. No complaints.
That is awesome. Ladies, please make sure, because I've already talked to my friends. I was like, so we're going to see this movie, right? Capital City, you know. So so get your girls together. That is like the perfect girls' night out, I think. So, and you can't be seeing Darren and Tyson and Genuine, and it should be beautiful. Lots of beautiful chocolateness.
It's going to be very chocolatey.
Yeah. So make sure you guys definitely go check that out. So that is awesome. All right, guys. So we are about to get this show started. We're waiting on We are waiting on Miss Bianca to get on here as well and join in the conversation. So, Charles, what's been going on with you? Because I know you've been busy, too. You've got, like, the whole makeup artistry thing going on,
yeah,
and weddings, yeah, and this and that. So.
Oh, yes, weddings, proms, and everything, you know, business. It's just been so much, you know. Busy, busy. All work, no play.
Yes, indeed. This is like the busy, busy season for a makeup artist, especially for weddings and everything. I love weddings. So I know how that is.
Yeah,
all right,
so,
well.
Yep.
So we're going to go ahead and get into like the first music break here. And then when we come back, we'll go ahead and we'll get into what's going on for the Billboard Music Awards. And if anyone is watching, we do have the chat line open. So if you guys have any questions or you have any comments, especially if you are watching the Billboard Awards red carpet live stream and you have something you want to contribute or add or say, definitely hit us up in the chat room, and we will make sure to address your comments or questions, whatever you have. Also, if you have any beauty questions or anything, of course, this is a beauty fashion music show, definitely ask them there, and we will definitely answer your questions as well. Of course, you can call us at 646-595-4038 at any time. So right now, we're going to get into this song by Kanye West. This is called All Day. When we come back, we'll talk about the Billboard Music Awards.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 top. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Chopping for the winner and the checkmate, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit cray, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talk to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the 10, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake DNZ like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say. You a rigor suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here now for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga.
street, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need a stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
Hey, I like that song by Kanye. That's like actually one of my favorite songs right now. So,
no,
you guys,
my dinner. Stop
and you guys
that,
are just sitting
so
here. Isn't it? I know. I was like over here dancing, like, yeah. Okay. So, if you guys are just tuning in, you are tuning in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. If you want to call in or comment, you can give us a call at 646-595-4038. Also, the chat line is open. Not chat line, but the chat room is open. So, if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you want to chat with us, you may go there, definitely. That was just Kanye West with his track All Day. So that's a super hot track. And also, Kanye West is performing tonight at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards. So I am looking forward to that, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, as far as the red carpet goes, did y'all see any of the performance?
The only performer that I've seen so far that was on the red carpet is Tori Kelly. Now, she's kind of new to the scene. She is, as they call them, the Billboard Music Awards, the one to watch. So she's going to be performing.
Is she the one that sings, I Want to Run? Well, yeah, who sings that song, I Want to Run for Somebody? I know that's not her, but it's.
You know, I'm not for sure.
Okay.
Huh.
I'm not sure. I saw her perform and she's got these cute little red shorts on and I'm like, she is so cute and she can sing. I just don't know her name.
Oh, she is new as well and I can't think of her
mm-hmm.
name. It starts with a J. I'll get her name. But she is a new performer, and she actually has a song with Jeremih, and I can't think of the name of it right now.
That's the song. That's
yeah,
the song.
I cannot.
She is awesome.
See, I've seen the video. She has a video. I have seen the video, and she is. She's super cute, and she does have a great voice.
She sounds good live, because it's hard to perform live. She sounds good live. Well, when you hear that voice, it's not a problem, but she sounds good. So
awesome, awesome. Go ahead.
I'm excited about these Billboard Music Awards tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I am, too. I really am, too. So,
go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Jaira.
No, they're saying that Chrissy, that's John Legend's wife. Right?
Yes, yes.
She's the host, which is interesting.
I know.
Has she done anything before? Does anybody know?
The only thing that I know is that I don't know if she really hosts this show or if she, like, just kind of, I think she does host it, but it's called Lip Sync something like that, where they have celebrities come on and they lip sync, mm-hmm. and it's like hosted by LL Cool J and then and Christy Teigen. So I guess she does host.
Really? That's interesting. I was watching that for the first time the other day, and I only saw LL. But the one that I saw was really, really funny because they had Common and John Legend.
Oh, my
goodness. And John Legend performed MC Hammer. You guys have to see the show. It's hilarious. And Common performed Jackson 5.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yes, they just flip-flopped them. One was the, you know, Common's the rapper, so he was the singer, and then John Legend was the rapper. So
that is
funny.
Hilarious. Oh, my God.
That was cool.
So,
you guys got to check that show out if you haven't. But anyway.
The one that I've seen actually was the one that had Terry Crews on there and Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. So Terry Crews, he did Push the He did Push It by Salt and Pepper.
Oh, man.
That was hilarious. And then what did, oh, my gosh, I'm drawing a blank here. What did Mike Tyson do? He did something else, and I can't think of it right now. Oh, Mike Tyson, what did you do?
Mike is so funny. Like, no matter what, you just laugh.
I know, he wasn't even like listening to the words right, but I was just like cracking up on the floor.
Wow.
Awesome show, man. Like, that's pretty. Whoever was the creator of that did an awesome job with that.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So you guys definitely check out that show. But yes, the show that I watched, Chrissy was hosting on there, so I'm not really sure if that's like her regular, if she does that regularly, she's the host on there, but she was definitely on there hosting, so that should be interesting, and Ludacris will be hosting as well.
That's right, Luda's going to hold her hand.
Yeah.
Why am I being so mean to her?
That is terrible, Jack.
She can do it. I know she can.
Not hold her hand.
We root for Christy. make sure it all goes smoothly. So, okay, so you guys also know Taylor Swift is opening the show with the premiere of her video, Bad Blood. So, yay, Taylor. She's so cute. She really is. Mm-hmm. And she's a good performer, I think.
What you gotta
say? Yeah. She is cute, little Taylor.
You know, she's kind of growing on me. There was a song for the first time, I didn't know she sung it. And I like it for the first time. I'm like, okay, Taylor's kind of, she's okay. I just don't want her to dance.
You know what? I can't. She's like, just stand still, Taylor. It'll be all good, right?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm sorry.
Hey, you guys, it looks like 50 Cent just came onto the red carpet. Did you see he had, like, on an ombre black suit? 50 Cent?
Oh, he's on there? Yeah, I didn't see him. I started it from the beginning, so I'm a little behind.
Yeah, he just stepped on the red carpet, and his suit is like ombre. It's like dark gray, and then it fades into light gray. That's quite interesting. I've never seen a guy wear anything ombre, especially on the red carpet.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Okay, 50. I don't think that's what, you know, step outside your comfort zone. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing it.
That's
who he's doing.
He's from Queens, that's why. I'm like the bad sister.
Oh my goodness.
So let's talk about because I saw you sent us the list of the categories and everything.
Yes, I did. So there's like a thousand like categories on that list. So we're gonna try to like minimize it a little bit. because there are a ton of categories and everything, so we probably won't be able to do everything. But I do want to bring up to the performers that are performing tonight. So first of all, Mariah Carey is performing. I am a diehard Mariah Carey fan. I have all of them. Yay!
I love Mariah. Did y'all hear about her new song?
Yeah, Infinity. Yeah.
I haven't.
And on Nick Cannon. They say, you know how they do promos. Oh, I see him now. I see 50 Cent, sorry. but yeah, they say she did a song where she was saying, you have, like, what you have, you still haven't paid for, like, something like that. Like, he still has to pay for his stuff. He, if it weren't for her, he wouldn't be where he's at.
Oh,
and you know how she does that, because you know how she went in on Slim Shady back in the day.
Right.
But
all right, Mariah. Throw the shade.
Right. I'll hold on to that stuff.
So, you know, guys know there was this big thing about Mariah, like, photoshopping the picture that's on, like, the cover of her new album. So what are you guys expecting to see when she gets to stage? Do you think she's going to look like what she looks like on the album or the real Mariah?
I haven't seen the picture on the album, but I would not doubt if she did not look like it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, they did that to Beyonce one time.
That's true.
But
she feels happy, you know.
Yeah. She's still MC.
She's doing her thing.
That's right. I agree. We rooting for you, Mariah, because they were dogging her pretty bad, especially Miss Wendy Williams. You know how she do. So,
but Wendy can't throw nobody under no bus. Cause...
No.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, God. So, along with Mariah Carey, we already talked about Tori Kelly is performing and Kanye West. Kelly Clarkson is performing.
Oh, I love Kelly.
I do too.
But I love her when she's like talking about people. It's one of those nights for me, I guess. And I love how she does with her hair. But you know who I'm looking forward to see, though? And I think you probably just saw him, too. That guy from Empire. They're going to be there.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Hey.
Interesting. Because I don't think this has ever happened before where there's been a hit TV show and a hit soundtrack, but it's with the same actors. And it's like selling. And they get a deal.
Yeah.
I don't think we've...
Yeah.
It's only happened like on American Idol and stuff like, you know, Kelly Clarkson and Fantasia, you know, and them. But a TV show... That's the first. So it's going to be interesting to see how their careers took off after, or with the music career, I should say.
Right.
I agree. So what do you think? Do you think if it hadn't have been for Empire, like if they were just, you know, got signed, do you think that, or let's say not even got signed, do you think they would have gotten signed if it hadn't been for that push from Empire? I think that Jesse is super talented, Jesse Smollett, who plays Jamal on Empire, and I'm completely addicted to the show Empire.
I love Jesse.
Me too. My favorite. So, but what do you guys think? Do you think if it hadn't been for the show, they would have gotten that push, or, you know?
Because
I'm pretty sure he's probably been doing music for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has been, actually, so. But I think the show just actually kind of helped push his career, you know, musically.
Right.
A little further, because he was known as the actor, you know, for a little bit under.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys?
I agree with you guys, as well.
Right. Do you guys think that the album is going to be like thebomb.com, or what are you looking forward to?
I don't know what to expect. I don't know who's all producing it, you know. Is he having one producer? Is he having multiple producers, you know? I think it all depends on who's executive producing him and managing his career to make sure he's in the right market, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think the only way he should go is truthfully with the ones that helped him this time. I mean, if the chemistry is there, why, you know, why mess it up?
You got them.
This is why you're where you are. So don't shake it.
I agree.
And that's for all new upcoming artists. If you have chemistry with somebody, that's the biggest thing you can have. Continue that. That's how you continue in this industry with music, actually with anything, you know.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't got a full frontal view yet, but I just saw J-Lo hop out the ride, and she looks fabulous, as always. I never see Jennifer Lopez look bad. So, she looks absolutely gorgeous, of course. So,
Boricua.
But, yeah, quickly back to Jesse. And, yes, I know Jesse's going to be singing Conqueror tonight, and also they're going to be doing You're So Beautiful. I love that song as well.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Nicki Minaj and David Guetta is performing tonight.
How about Britney?
Yeah, Britney. I heard a lot of people say that, too. I know they were asking some of the people that were there who they were looking forward to seeing, and definitely a lot of people said Britney Spears.
That's going to be interesting because she's going to be with, is it with Ariana or Iggy? I'm going to say it's Ariana. But she's performing with one of the two.
I'm going to have to check it out and see.
Yeah,
I think Iggy. Yeah. Because that's been the whole big buzz about it. I think they have a song together, so this is like Britney's comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see that myself. That should definitely be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Britney, I'm rooting for you over here. I used to be a big Britney fan, so I hope that she does well. And I know there's a lot of people that are looking forward to seeing her. So Pitbull and Chris Brown are performing. Looks like I think they're performing together.
That's going to be hot.
Yes,
I think so too. Right there.
Yeah.
Yo, bye.
So yeah, I definitely think that's going to be great. And then looks like we have a couple listeners on here. Nobody's pressed one or had any questions yet, and nobody's yet commenting in the chat room. So I guess our callers are just calling in to listen right now.
Okay. Well, fine. Oh, yeah. Don't talk to us.
I know.
With that, there are no questions. I love it. Hopefully y'all know the number.
Yeah. And if you
don't
know
the number, you called in.
Right, you called in.
Mm-hmm. They called in to eavesdrop on us, see what we're talking about.
Right. Oh, my goodness. All right, you guys. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do another quick music break. When we come back, we're going to get into these categories. And if you are listening online, you can definitely hit us up in the chat room, you guys. If you are listening online and you actually want to talk to us, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Call in. Let us know who you're looking forward to seeing on tonight's Billboard Music Awards. If you are watching the red carpet, and oh, my gosh, there's J-Lo. You guys.
She looks fabulous.
So
I saw her.
Doesn't she?
Gorgeous. Love that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys, she looks fabulous. If you're not checking out the red carpet, you need to go to billboard.com and check it out. J-Lo looks absolutely gorgeous. We're going to go ahead and get into this song by Tokara featuring Young Dro. It's called I'm Out. Check that out. When we come back, we'll get into the Billboard Music Award categories.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to be slipping with me, shouting.
I'll let your boy
come get with Young Dro.
Best stay smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of pain.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stains. Bright diamonds on my neck will make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin', do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off, finish shit in white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't.
Dial House Radio. If you want to call in, comment, definitely give us a call at 646-595-4038. We are talking about the Billboard Music Awards tonight. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my other co-hosts on the line, Shahira and Sir Charles, and we are just conversating about tonight's award show. So definitely hit us up and chime in with us. We welcome you all. So what you guys think about that song?
It's kind of cute.
So Charles,
he says it's cute. It's cute.
Let the guy go first. What was the song's name?
It's called "I'm Out."
Cause I'm not. It's catchy.
I can't with y'all today. No. Oh my God.
You're here.
Okay, guys. So, yeah, that was Takara.
Now, where's Seattle?
Where's she out of? I don't know where she's out of. I'm not sure. Yeah, Well, you guys, let's go ahead and finish our coverage for the Billboard Music Award.
We got you, girl. We're still here with you. Mm-hmm. So that's Takara. That's her name, Takara.
Takara, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Takara. Well, there you go. Let's get into these categories, you guys. Let's see what's going on here. So let's start with the top artist category. So I'm going to let you guys. I know. We need like a drum roll or something.
You got the button. I just can't go online to it.
Wait, we've got like a drum. We've got a drum roll button. Hold on.
You've got a clapping button.
We have nothing, you guys. Oh, here we go. Okay, so anyway, you guys, let's get it. So we're going to do.
Hey, Charles, what you saying over there? We.
I said, why we?
All right, let's get to this top artist category.
There you go. Look at her.
There we go.
Oh, look at her.
Woo, 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 woo. Okay.
All
so
right. She over there beating on drum. Yeah.
In the desk.
Right. In this category, you guys, we have Ariana Grande. Am I saying that right? Ariana Grande. One Direction, Katy Perry, Sam Smith, and Taylor Swift. Who is going to win? I say Katy
Perry.
You say Katy Perry? Yeah.
I would love for her to win, but I think it's going to be Ariana Grande.
It's going to definitely be Ariana Grande. Really? Why am I thinking Taylor? I don't know.
Who? Taylor?
I think it's Taylor.
Yeah, she does is rigged. Let me stop.
She's like Taylor. Like, everybody likes Taylor. She's like the girl next door.
She was the girl next door. She's used
and abused. She was the girl next door. Well, who is she now? She was the girl next door.
Right.
She's used and abused. I don't know who she is. No, she's not the girl next door no more. She's like, I don't know, she's like growing up.
Yeah,
look at her, talking about her, she's walking now.
Uh-oh, Taylor.
Got her wig straight.
So. All right. Oh, boy, I must have missed her. Man. Look at Jason Derulo.
You did
I don't know how I feel about him. since he dissed my girl, Jordan Sparks. But anyway, we'll talk about that on another show. Oh, Kelly Rowland looks fabulous. Oh, Jason Derulo.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Just like Big Sean is dissing, what's her name, Ariana Grande.
Did they break up?
Huh?
Did they break up?
Big Sean.
I know that him and, I didn't know they broke up.
Yeah. He's like rolling around saying she's a little youngin'. She's too childish or whatever he said.
Oh,
I think they're both being childish right now.
So I wonder what kind of relationship code celebrities like live by. They just like, they go through like people just like, we're in love next week. Oh, with my new boo. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. They must love on different levels. I don't know. All right. Okay, well, moving along, we're going to see. We should have bet some money, you guys. Well, let's go ahead and move on to our next category. We've got the top new artist. Bruce Jenner. Shahira. Time out. Right now.
I don't know where that came from. Okay.
Oh, for all of you listeners out there, he is not in the category for top new artists. Top new artists are 5 Seconds of Summer, Iggy Azalea. Is this Jose? Hozier? I totally don't know. Sam Smith and Meghan Trainor. So what are we thinking?
Like
top new artist.
Top new artist.
I like her, but I don't think she's going to get it.
Who?
Meghan Trainor.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really like Iggy too much.
Yeah.
And Sam Smith's been played out. I don't even think he's a new artist anymore, is he? I think I would go with Meghan Trainor, too.
Yeah. I agree. I'm going to say Meghan Trainor as well. So we all three agree on this one for the top new artist. Hey, if anyone's out there listening and you have your opinion about who's going to win in these categories, let's see, how many categories we've got we're going to talk about here? Let's say if you call in and let us know what category or who you think is going to win each of the categories, if you are listening or if you're in the chat room, then maybe there'll be a prize if you actually win. How about that?
How about that?
So we'll see what happens. So right now we say the top artist, well, you guys think it's going to be Ariana Grande. I still say Taylor Swift. But we agree that the top new artist is going to be Meghan Trainor. I hope that she does win. What about the top male artist? We do not get a drum roll this time, you guys. Top male artist.
It is.
We've got
not the first name.
Are we hating and throwing shade on Drake?
No, but he's just not.
No tea, no shade.
No tea, no shade. Right. So we've got Drake, Pharrell Williams, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, and Justin Timberlake. Where's Justin been, though? Like, has he put out anything new?
No, he had that song with Michael that was on Michael's album last year.
That's the only thing. Yeah, that's the latest.
Okay. So I'm not thinking Justin. Don't get me wrong, I love Justin Timberlake, I do.
Oh,
yeah. But I don't know about that category. What are you guys thinking? Top male artist. That's a tough one.
It is tough.
That is a tough one. Let me see. Maybe Sam Smith.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He's been pretty popular here, so I would say for top male artists, it would definitely be Sam Smith.
Yeah.
All right, all right. So then this one should be good, the next category here, and this is going to be top female artists. This one, I think, deserves a drum roll, so we're going to top female artists. It didn't even do anything.
She's been drinking. She's been drinking.
Clearly, I'll never be hosting at the Billboard Music Awards under these conditions. Top female artist category, we've got Iggy Azalea, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and Meghan Trainor. So what do you think?
Iggy.
You thinking Iggy?
Mm-hmm.
Iggy.
I will agree with that. I don't necessarily want her to win, but I'm thinking that she probably will. So
I might have to. I don't know about that. I'm thinking maybe Ariana.
You think maybe Ariana?
Yeah, it's either her or Taylor Swift. Hot female artist. Either her or Taylor.
I can definitely see that. Well, right now it looks like my red carpet is stalling right now, you guys, for the live stream. So, Jahira, do you see who's on the red carpet currently right now?
On my red carpet, it is One Direction.
Ooh, One Direction.
Now, I have a question because I really don't know. How many is it, five or four?
I think it's five in One Direction.
Okay,
because yeah,
I know one of them left the group.
Really?
So I guess this is their first debut because there's only four of them on the red carpet right now.
Hmm. Oh, wow. I had no idea. So tonight, as well, as far as, like, the performers go, there is a group that's going to be performing as well. They're called Fifth Harmony. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of them. So I'm big on watching, like, of course, your American Idol and X Factor and all of those shows. So these ladies actually were on X Factor, and I think they're a really cute little group, and the ladies can actually sing. So, and they're young, but they are performing tonight on the Billboard Music Awards. So I'm looking forward to that. Since they left the show, you know, their, I guess, appearance and things has changed a little bit. They have a new song out right now that's called Worth It, which I think that's the song they're going to be performing tonight. And so the video is a little mature for the ladies, and I know that they were getting a lot of backlash, like, from people about this new look for them, because, you know, they're embracing their sexy, I guess. So I'm looking forward to seeing their performance, particularly to see how they do singing live. So isn't that always the best part of the award show? Like, you like the song, and then when you get to these shows, you definitely want to see how well your favorite performer performs it live. So good luck to those young ladies. I am very interested in seeing how that goes for them.
Yep, yep, yep. That should be interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Have you seen anyone else? I still can't get my red carpet to come in. Anyone else you've seen that's looking fabulous on the red carpet?
Not yet. So Chrissy walked in with John. Chrissy and John Legend walked in. She looked hot. She had like this one piece suit. It was hot.
Oh.
That was cute.
She always looks good to me. She really does.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She is
a great one.
Yeah, nothing else. At least she can stand there and look pretty. So, shout out, Chrissy. I did see Charlie XCX. This was before, the show started, before our show started. Charlie XCX was on the red carpet. And she just looked classically beautiful to me. She had on this black vintage dress, very simple, you know, her jewelry, and she had the classic beauty look, the natural eye, the beautiful red lip, and I think that looked gorgeous against her dark hair. So she looked really looked pretty to me. And shout out to Charlie XCX. They asked her what was she going to do after the award show. She said she's going to hit up the strip club after the awards and throw some dollars. So shout out, Charlie XCX. I am not mad at you for that. So... So she says she's going to do that after the award show. And Zendaya as well looks really, really cute. And I think she's absolutely adorable as well. She always looks super cute to me. So I did see her on the red carpet. And again, Tori Kelly was on the red carpet. She looked really, really cute. So those are some of the people that I saw prior to the actual red carpet live rundown. So, but if you're watching, because mine has not come in yet, Jahari, you seen, but I just like absolutely to die for fabulous, definitely let us know. We're going to go ahead and just get into another quick little break here, and we'll come back and get into some more categories. So let's see, what am I feeling like right now? I think we're going to do 50
Cent, and they're talking to him, and it looks interesting. I see it.
It looks interesting. So can you see, like, the entire suit while he's talking to him? Because I can only see, really?
He's got, it looks like black jeans with a belt and a tie, a black tie, and it's an Umbrio jacket. He only got one button closed. He's trying to show off the belt. And, you see it. It's like some silver belt or something. And then he must have heard me because he tried to button up his bottom button. And then, but, yeah, that's what he's got on. He looks all right, looking like 50. I'm ready to see his soul power, though. This whole fuss thing about it got me interested in seeing it. I've never seen it before.
I have never seen Power either, so I need to catch up and see what's going on. And it was all that buzz. Right.
Before I forget, I have to shout out ATL. Ludacris was just on the red carpet, too. He's always looking 50 when he hit any red carpet, so.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Go Luda. And I think, actually, they're getting ready to start.
Yeah, they are. The show is about to start, you guys, in like 2 minutes. We're going to go ahead and get into this brief music break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about some more categories. If you guys are watching it, because it's not airing yet on my side. Oh, yes, it is, you guys. So if you guys catch the beginning of the show and you want to, like, call in with your comments, definitely hit us up at 646-595-4038. We're about to get into some Tortia Lynn with Superbad, and then when we come back, we'll get back into these categories, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to get into Tortia Lynn. Let's see here.
Superbad.
Just tuning in, you're tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Thou House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-hosts on the line, Jahira and Sir Charles. You guys, we were just playing Portia Lynn with Superbad, and what do you guys think about that?
I dig that song. That song, yeah, that song is bad. She bad.
That song Superbad. I like that song as well. You guys, also, she has a video for this song, and it's actually on Thou House TV on the Thou House Radio website. So if you guys are interested in checking out that website, definitely take a look at it at www.thouhouseradio.com. Make sure you click on Thou House TV and check out that video. I think it's super cute. Also, if you want to call in and chime in on the Billboard Music Awards conversation that we're having, we're talking about the categories and our predictions, definitely give us a call at 646-595-4038. Is anyone watching in, like, the opening of the show right now?
No.
I am. I'm waiting for it to come on. It hasn't come on yet.
Okay, good. So we're not totally missing anything yet. But let's go on. Let's try to get into these other
I'm sorry,
categories.
It did come on, but it's not on where I was on. I'm online, so.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So we talked about the top female artists. I'm skipping around a little bit because there's a ton of categories. So what are we thinking now? This is the top Hot 100 artists. And in this category, we've got Iggy Azalea, Ariana Grande, Sam Smith, Taylor Swift, and Meghan Trainor. I guess it's safe to say those are, like, basically the people who are in these categories for this year's Billboard Music Awards. So what do we think? Top Hot 100 artists. Taylor Swift. I think all my answers have been, like, Taylor Swift.
You're, yeah, like, the number one fan. Now, this is for the top female artist?
Top Hot 100.
Oh, I'm sorry. Top Hot 100. It's either her or Ariana again, to me.
Yeah.
You thinking that too, Sir Charles?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. So, again, two against one, you guys. They say Ariana Grande. I say Taylor Swift. Let's see what happens during the show. So that's for Top Hot 100 Artists. So this next one should be, this one should be pretty good. We've got the Top Radio Songs Artists. In this category, we've got John Legend, Maroon 5, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, and Taylor Swift.
I'm a diehard Maroon 5 fan.
Are you?
I love Maroon 5. Like, oh my goodness. Adam?
Yeah, they are amazing.
So I would go with Maroon 5, but they probably won't get it.
Oh, Maroon 5. No, they really are actually a good group, though. But I'm thinking, well, my opinion for this category, I'm thinking it's going to be John Legend. I don't know why. Probably because that damn All of Me song, or All of You, or, you know, All of Everybody. You know what I'm talking about. I think.
All of Me.
I know.
Now, this is Top Billboard 200 album.
Top radio song.
I'm going to get this.
That's okay, Tyrus.
Top radio song. And we said John Legend, Maroon 5, Sam Smith, right? Who else was that one?
Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Maroon 5.
All right, and what about you, Sir Charles? You said Maroon 5, too?
Yes.
All right. Let's look at two against one stuff. It's whatever, you guys. So, okay. So, let's see, next
We're
up.
We're against you, okay?
That's not fair. So. We're going to skip around just a little bit. So we're going to kind of drop down to the, this isn't my category because I am a huge R&B fan. So we're looking at the top R&B albums, you guys. And in this category, sorry, I don't have time to go up and find the drum roll again, but we've got Beyonce with the Beyonce album. We've got Chris Brown with the X album, Michael Jackson with the Escape album, John Legend with Love in the Future album, Pharrell Williams with the Girl album.
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Chris Brown.
I want to say Pharrell, but I know that Chris Brown is going to be, you know, he's going to get that.
I'm going to go with Chris Brown because I am a huge Chris Brown fan. So I'm going to rock with you guys. I'm going to rock with you guys and go with Chris Brown. All right. So you can't do R&B and not do rap, right? So we've got the top rap album. So in this category, we've got J. Cole's 2014 Forest Hills Drive album, Drake, if you're reading this, it's too late album, Nicki Minaj and the Pink. Nicki Minaj, the Pink Print, Iggy Azalea, the new classic album, and Eminem, the Marshall Mathers LP 2. What are we thinking? This is hard. I think you're right about Nicki. I do. I'm a J. Cole fan, but I think you're absolutely right with Nicki Minaj.
I love J. Cole too.
Yep. Do you think, if I trust?
Nicki Minaj.
All right, Nicki. Mm-hmm. So we're rooting for you. We definitely think Nicki Minaj has the top rap album category. So... I cannot
Bills
wait. Right. So, did you actually get to see the show start on online, Tahira?
No, I'm sad.
That's okay. It is on my DVR. I will be catching up on my 30 minutes that I'm missing into the awards show, and I will be tweeting the rest of the awards show.
So it's not online? How dare they?
I know, that's not right. I would think it was. It's not loading for me, not online. So we do have a caller in the queue, though, you guys. We do have a caller in the queue. We're gonna pick up our caller and we'll see what they have to say here. So, one second. Caller, you are on the line.
Hey there, Miss Royale.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hope you're doing. In case you missed Hot Sugar last night, in case you didn't know, it's India Morrell's birthday, and if she's listening, happy birthday to you once again, India Morrell.
Yes,
hope
indeed.
You enjoyed
you're
the birthday
right.
song I sang to you last night.
You gonna sing again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, as far as the Billboard Awards go, even though I don't quite watch much of it since the MTV Video Music Awards when Kanye ended up making a complete jackass of himself, interrupting Taylor Swift's moment.
Yeah,
having the nerve saying, Taylor, wait, I'm real happy for you. I'm going to let you have your moment, but Beyonce had one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yes, we remember all too well that particular
song. I'm not sure about the billboards. I keep getting this bad vibe that he's going to try and pull the same stunt there that he'll try and pull, that he pulled at the MTV Video Music Awards, just like Andrew Dice Clay did a while back in the 80s. They got him banned for life.
Wow.
Because the thing that got Andrew Dice Clay banned for life, which I'm surprised that they haven't banned Kanye for life, was him doing a dirty version of Little Miss Muffet on stage. Saying the W word.
So, are you going to sing to Miss India?
All right, sang last night. Which, unfortunately, one of her co-hosts haven't started tripping, saying, how come you didn't sing? I hope you end up singing me. Anyway, try and catch some of the Billboard Awards, if I can.
Okay.
But whoever wins, thumbs up to them.
Well, thank you so much, Joseph, for calling in. And definitely let us know what you thought about the show when you watch it or if you watch the entire thing tonight. Joseph always supports the show, so and Dow House Radio, all of our shows actually, he tunes into every show. So thank you so much, Joseph.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks. All right, you guys, so that was Joseph calling in. And if anyone else.
Angela has to sing since he didn't sing this time. Remember, we're in a group, so we got to get our group on. So,
girl,
this one's for you, India. There we go. I'm background. I'll be background this time.
moving right along.
Right. Thank you, Sir Charles, for the save. I appreciate that.
Tribute to our girl. Happy birthday, Miss India, Taurus sister. Strong.
Yes. Happy birthday, India. Taurus are just such beautiful people. They are. Yes.
And with the deck, get things done. focus. Enjoy your day, and there it's yours.
Yes, indeed. Happy birthday. And just so you guys know, not to take any shine, Isaiah, my birthday is Wednesday. I just wanted to get that out there. All right, so.
Happy early birthday to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's coming up tonight.
She's the last of the whole
thing.
Well, yeah. Turn up tonight and all week.
Yeah.
This is the time we need, like, some loop music, right?
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Go in there. It's your birthday. Go, go, go. It's your birthday. Go, 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 go.
Go, Jack.
All right, that was our little moment. All for you.
Right.
All for you both.
Yes, work it out, mama.
Right.
That's what your mama gave you.
Maybe next time I'll sing you guys for you guys.
Whatever.
Me and Sir Charles will do a duet. But me and Sir Charles will do a duet. You guys can hear me sing. I actually sang on the intro to the show. Hello.
Yeah, I remember you told me that when we talked about music and that. Yeah. And
so
I thought that was me. And they, I thought that was her, but you confirmed it was you.
Yeah. You guys make me sound vain. I thought it She's like, well, I thought it was her, but you confirmed it was you. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she always makes sure. It's me. My birthday
that
coming
was
up.
Me on the intro.
I think I found it.
Did you find it?
I think I did. Oh, maybe I didn't. That's the red carpet deal.
That's okay. So we still have just we've got, I think, two more categories, I believe, or one more category that we're going to do, maybe more than one. But we do have the soundtrack? Let me make sure I've got it here. We do have the top soundtrack album, which we've got The Fault in Our Stars. I have no idea what that is, you guys. I am so sorry. 50 Shades of Grey. Frozen.
Oh, Frozen.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, also Mix Volume 1. And Into the Woods. So I can't really speak on any of the. Well, Frozen is like
super
popular.
Frozen.
I can't believe Empire is not there.
Good one, Jahara. I didn't even think about that. You were absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not. That's 2015, ain't it? It came out this year. Well, it is 2015. But is it for 2014 or 15?
I'm guessing 2014, maybe.
Yeah,
I would think so, because it would, yeah, I would think so.
Right. So it'll be on for 2016. It has to. That album sold.
Yeah, it did. That show is so popular. Mm-hmm. So and as a matter of fact, I heard that the show itself was coming back early, so it's going to be coming back this fall. Was that you?
Yay.
Yes.
It wasn't me, but that's awesome. I heard a whole lot of mixture of event things they were talking about, saying that they weren't going back to Fox. There were some issues. There was it was just a whole bunch of stuff. But apparently they are still on Fox. And they're probably just doing that stuff to rally people up. And who knows? Promo. All
right. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this show coming back definitely in the fall. I cannot wait to see the performance tonight for that. Let's see. We still have some more categories. So we do have some time to probably get in maybe two more categories here that we have not touched on. Let's see. We've got the top duo or group. So we've got 5 Seconds of Summer, Florida Georgia Line, Magic, Maroon 5, and One Direction. And I will be totally honest, the only two groups in this category that I know anything about is Maroon 5 and One Direction.
Right. Me too. Mm-hmm. So you said Maroon 5, One Direction. Who is
Magic? Magic is one. I don't know who that is. Florida Georgia Line and 5 Seconds of Summer.
I saw that. Yeah, I don't know who. I don't know them other people. Do y'all know any of them other people? If you do, call us and let us know.
Right.
Maybe they're Country singers.
I'm not sure, but I'm just going to go with Maroon 5 this time. So,
right.
There we go. Top duo or group, we've got Maroon 5. So we do have, because we did do the top Hot 100 artists, let's go ahead and get into the top Billboard 200 artists. On this, in this category, we've got One Direction, Pentatonix, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, and Taylor Swift. Top Billboard 200 artists, Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. I just picked Taylor Swift for everything. Taylor Swift in all categories, you guys.
It's either her or Sam Smith, but I'm probably going to go with Taylor.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Taylor. I'll go with Taylor, too. Because it's either her or Sam Smith, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah. I'm going with Taylor Swift. All right, you guys. So those, so far, those are the categories that we've gone through. There are, like, a ton of other categories that they will be going through tonight for the show. I think the show is, like, 3 hours long tonight. So you have plenty of time to see the performances and check out the categories and what's going on. So I did want to share this week because, you know, we can't have the beauty show without having some beauty tips. Just wanted to share with you guys some tips for wearing your makeup now that it's getting even hotter outside. Like, it's been crazy. But when you're wearing makeup during this time of year, I don't like to have a cakey feeling face when I'm wearing my makeup. I like something really light. But if you still are looking for coverage, then I do recommend that you go with a tinted moisturizer. And Laura Mercier has a great one. And I also want to say, if you have a foundation that you use on a regular, you can actually thin out the foundation by mixing it with, like, your favorite moisturizer, and you can create your own tinted moisturizer. And then I recommend it if you actually need, like, that extra coverage, that you mix your foundation with a tinted moisturizer, and then you kind of thinned it out, but yet you still have really good coverage. So that's a good tip for you guys. And Sir Charles, I know that you are the ambassador for Chanel. So does Chanel have, like, any really great tinted moisturizers to use, or do you know of any other brand that has a really great tinted moisturizer to use?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have our LaBeige tinted moisturizers, but Laura Mercier, actually, you know, they have really good ones that are oil-free and things like that that I would recommend as well.
Awesome. Definitely, if you're like me, I have oily skin, and I'm going to say it's combination oily, because typically in the fall and winter, it can get oily in some areas and dry in other areas, which is really crazy. But when it's summertime, then I'm really oily. So a great oil-free tinted moisturizer is great. It's lightweight, and you still get, like, that natural even tone, but So that's what everybody's going for. Even tone, glowy looks. And then, Jahira, do you have any special products that you like to use, particularly in the summertime? And by the way, before I get into that, Jahira looked absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if you guys saw, like, the pictures on Twitter, and I did retweet from the Beauty and Beats page. She looked absolutely beautiful today for the bridal show, and her red lips looked popping. I just had to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, there's nothing in specific for the summertime for me. Not at this time. I'll probably have something next week, but not right now at the moment that I can think of.
Okay. One thing I also did, tweet out Sir Charles. I did that, I think it was like last week or something. I did see the summer collection from Chanel, which was really, really gorgeous. And I did tweet that out on Twitter, and I posted that also on the Beauty and Beats Facebook page. But I posted that out there, so there were some really nice products that I saw on that. It was like a campaign photo, but it was really some nice stuff. So you guys, definitely make sure that you check out Chanel's summer collection. And also definitely pick up your tints and moisturizers, get yourself ready for summer. You want to still look good, but also, you know, you want your makeup to feel lightweight and gorgeous. So there you go. Those are the beauty tips for today. And we are actually coming to the close of the show, you guys. So I hope everybody enjoys the Billboard Music Awards tonight. Definitely, I'll be on Twitter tweeting from both my page and the Beauty and Beast page. So if you guys want to tweet us, please feel free to do so. If you guys think that Beauty and Beast should be at next year's Billboard Awards, then I think that you should tweet at us, and I think you should hashtag BBMA and let them know that you think that we should just be at the Billboard Music Awards. What do you guys think about that?
We're going to keep it real, real gangster.
That's right.
We're going to let you know that 50, I don't know about that jacket you got on, but we'll make it
right.
As we always do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Well, we are about to get out of here. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I'm about to go and finish watching the Billboard Music Awards. We are about to go out with some Rihanna. Bitch, better have my money. Make sure that you follow me. Yeah. Make sure that you follow Beauty and Beats page on Twitter at Beauty and Beats DHR. Also, I'll let you guys give out your Twitter handle.
Okay.
Anybody can go first.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't want to interrupt. So. go ahead. Mine is Makeup by Sir.
And mine is I am Jahira, Jahira.
All right, you guys, make sure you follow them. You can follow me at AMR Artistry. We will see you guys next week. Have a great Sunday.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great
Sunday. I guess Rihanna doesn't want to play. It's like that, Rihanna. Let's see. Okay.
Like that sometimes.
Okay, let's try another one here. All right, well, you guys, we are out then. It doesn't look like Rihanna wants to play. So we will see you guys next week, next Sunday, same time. Bye.
Bye.
One minute you the best, the next you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose, I swear we need a ref. But baby, I am a champion, lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left, lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself a this nigga acting cool. Bedroom like a boxing ring, at each other's necks all day.
yeah, yo, yeah, yo, moolala, yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I call a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Stop doing 100 y'all in my rear view mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like, blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, better have my money.